You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and Crosscare Migrant Project that's the Irish Crosscare Irish Diaspora Support Project is hosting a unique virtual conference on how best to support Irish immigrants who are considering returning home. And it will be available virtually from Tuesday the 4th of June and wrapping up, I think it is on Friday the 7th of June. So there will be an opportunity for anybody who wishes to register and participate to get involved. And Lucia Gozowski is here with me, and she's the communications officer with Crosscare Ireland. Lucia, thanks a million for taking the time, and hopefully I got the pronunciations correct.
Yes, thank you so much for having us at Crosscare Irish Diaspora Support Project. Delighted to be here.
The conference coming up, Awalia, which is the Irish for Home, will run from the 4th to the 7th. Give me a little bit of background, Lucia, on that and how this has been in the planning and what the broad stroke of what this is all about.
Yes, of course. So I think the easiest way to do that is to talk about who we are and what we do. So we are Crosscare Irish Diaspora Support Project, as you mentioned in your intro. We used to be under Crosscare Migrant Branch Project, but we rebranded in 2022. And we are funded by the Department of Foreign Affairs Emigrant Support Program, and we're a part of the broader organization of Crosscare. And we're a dedicated service aimed at supporting Ireland's global diaspora communities. And our mission is to provide information, advocacy, as well as some referral supports to Irish citizens leaving Ireland, so emigrating, as well as returning to Ireland. And this conference, Awalia, which is happening 4th through the 7th June, we're really looking forward to it, is on the back of a steady stream of returns that we've noticed. And while, you know, emigration may get a lot of the press and we see a lot of articles about that, there is still a steady stream of people returning home from abroad in a variety of different circumstances. I believe the latest figures from the CSO put like 30,000 people returning last year. So on the back of that, we wanted to create a comprehensive resource and really highlight this trend of return migration and explore it deeper and hope to provide resources for people who are considering returning, actively in the midst of the move, as well as our immigrant support program funded partners around the world to get the conversation going. So that's really where this all came about.
So are you focusing on what returning immigrants that would possibly be wanting to re-engage into the workforce as distinct from what Safe Home Ireland are doing with focusing on returning retirees or elderly?
So we work very closely with Safe Home Ireland, and we're delighted to have them on board. There's something for everyone at this conference. So no matter what stage you are in your planning, if you're just interested in the topic, no matter your circumstances, we are here to support you. So the major parts of the conference will be three panels. Our first panel is called Coming Home. So it's exploring experience of returnees. These returnees happen to be returning from the UK and Australia, and looking at how they reintegrate and themes of identity and belonging. And we're really delighted to have Dr. Sarah Hannafin from the University of Limerick, whose research specialty is Irish return migration from Britain, to delve into these themes further. So we're hoping that anyone who tunes into that conversation can come away with a great story, as well as really learn from personal experiences, that invaluable peer learning. Our second panel actually features Safe Home Ireland, and it touches more closely on our day-to-day bread-and-butter work, which is supporting Irish citizens returning in difficult circumstances. And it will feature Karen McHugh of Safe Home Ireland. We're delighted to have her on board. She's a close partner, as well as our project leader, Sarah Owen, Leslie Alcock from the Irish Council for Prisoners Overseas, and Patrick McDonough from DFA Consular Director. So it's about supporting Irish citizens returning in distressed situations and what we can do to support the most marginalized returnees. And then our final panel, as you touched on there, is on back in business. So it is supporting those professional people. Well, this wouldn't be, you know, our day in and day out work. We try and signpost the resources and just provide comprehensive support to people, but our day-to-day, you know, one-on-one work with clients would not necessarily be in the business realm, but it's responding to a need that we identified from many people looking to link back in employment-wise or entrepreneurship. So we're really excited to have Paula Fitzsimons of Back for Business, which is Emigrant Support funded, and it helps people link in entrepreneurially, as well as someone from FRS Recruitment and the Irish International Business Network and Digital Irish. So really getting people set up to hit the professional ground running. And then we'll also be doing a digital clinic throughout the week, which people can book too.
You mentioned that last year's CSO said it was 30,000 returned, and that figure does get lost in the ether. The challenges that a lot of people returning find, and I hear it when I talk to people, is integration back into society in more ways than one, and that can include nothing as much as getting a car insurance, getting health insurance, re-establishing a driving license. What we would think is kind of relatively straightforward process can become very complex for people who have been away for a number of years.
Yes, absolutely. And everyone's return journey is different and everyone struggles with different things. But we are, you know, we are seeing consistent themes in addition to some of the ones you mentioned. Housing is a major issue. So what we're trying to do is to prepare people for the difficulties, because I think, I don't know, some people who are abroad may just say, oh, sure, it's Ireland. I used to live there. I grew up there. It'll be no bother to integrate back into. But there are a lot of logistical hurdles, as well as a decent amount of preparation that we highly and strongly recommend people do in advance, prepare and make the best informed decision for them. And then if they choose to make a move, make that move as smooth as possible.
So, Lucia, is this the first global virtual conference on this topic?
Yes. So this is our inaugural conference. We're hoping to make it a regular event. And while it ends on June 7th, we're hoping to continue the conversation beyond that. And our door is always open to support Irish citizens and keep updating our information resources at diasporasupport.ie.
And would people need to pre-register? And if they do need to pre-register, what is the process?
Yes. So the conference is free and open to all. We do have to pre-register for the panels, as well as I mentioned the virtual clinic. We're running a virtual clinic with our colleague Damian Kerwin, who does client support. So he will be able to sit down with you via Zoom, wherever you are in the world, to answer some of your questions, your individual questions about returning to Ireland. So both of those require pre-booking. If you go to our website, diasporasupport.ie/awalia, so ABHAILE-2024/, you can find all of the information in the program for the conference there, and you can register for the unique panel events or the virtual clinic, whatever you're interested in. You're not required to go to the whole conference, although we hope you do. And yeah, that's where you can find us. You can also, we'll also be sharing some resources across our social media pages throughout the week to complement the conference.
And in the normal course of events, I know there, through the Immigrant Support Program, there are a variety of support offices around the world in Toronto, Vancouver, the Irish Canadian organization, Immigrant Support Organization, work there to help across Canada. You would be working closely with other organizations like that around the world. And is there a big network among the diaspora?
There's a massive network, and I think that's one of the Irish diaspora's greatest strengths. You mentioned ICANN, the Irish Canadian Immigration Center. We would work very closely with them on both the immigration side of our work as well as the return side of our work. So we're uniquely positioned in that we are an immigrant support funded organization in Dublin. So we're able to link in with organizations all around the world and be that support network, especially for people trying to reintegrate upon return. And we work very closely with, you know, everyone from traditional destinations, that's what we would call, you know, UK, Australia, the United States, Canada, English-speaking places where there's large diaspora communities. But also we increasingly work with organizations throughout the world. I have a colleague who did an outreach trip to Germany recently. And just wherever Irish people are, we are there to support them.
Do you get many inquiries from people before they leave Ireland that are considering emigration, or is this the kind to say, well, I have my buddy out in Vancouver, or I know somebody in Sydney, and I'll kind of go out and check it out. Do you have a challenge connecting with people before they buy the plane ticket and head off?
Yes, I think we do have that challenge, but we have plenty of resources, and we're increasingly trying to do pre-departure webinars, and we've also to connect with the younger generation who's increasingly getting their information from TikTok and maybe less traditional media. We are developing resources to meet them where they're at and make sure that they make an informed decision and are prepared for any move, as well as know about the return side before they even emigrate in the first place. What does return look like? And because there's many people who maybe do a working holiday, and they know that this is a temporary move for them, but it's also good even before you move to start the return journey. So we hope they'll join us as well for this conference. But if they're looking on the leaving side, we have plenty of resources on our website, diasporasupport.ie, as well as across our socials. And we regularly run webinars, whether it's with our friends at ICANN that you mentioned, or anywhere around the world, just to prepare people for whatever journey they're deciding to make.
While we mentioned the website where you can get the information, what hour of the day are the panel discussions going to happen, given being conscious that dealing with the global audience? And secondly, then, will they be available after the event as podcasts or as webinars or on YouTube?
That's a great question. So the panels, I can go over the panel times just to start with. They're all Irish time. We tried to accommodate, you know, whatever schedules we could. But since we do have a global audience, we know that won't always be possible. The first panel on coming home is Wednesday the 5th at 7 p.m. Irish time. The second panel on navigating crisis, which will give more insight into our work and the work of our colleagues in this welfare space, is at Thursday at 7 p.m. And then our back in business, so the networking employment panel, will be at 1 p.m. on the Friday. And we do plan to make these available widely, so that way people can view it on demand and it can be a resource at whatever stage they are down the line. But we do highly encourage people to still register, so that way you're the first to get the link to these recordings in whatever form that they end up taking. And we also encourage live attendance, because there will be Q&As following all of the panels, so you can ask your individual questions if something comes up. So if you are able to make it, we would love to have you along, but we will do our best and make sure it's widely available to ensure that everyone can benefit from the expertise of these fantastic lineup of panels.
And one final question on that. In the event that somebody is unable to possibly join when it's live, be it for time zone or whatever, is there the facility to submit a question in advance that could be then be discussed by the panels?
Absolutely. So if you get in touch with us, we have a contact form on our website at diasporasupport.ie, or you can email us directly at irishdiasporasupport@crosscare.ie and submit any questions. We would be happy to pass them on to the panel. And also just to say that this is our major conference of the year. We're available all year round to answer your questions about leaving Ireland, returning to Ireland, whatever it may be. We're here to support you. And we'll do our best, if we can't support you individually, to signpost you or refer you to someone who can.
Lucia, thanks a million for your time. And it's been fascinating and providing us with the information, and wishing you a very successful conference.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to having people join us. Appreciate you having us.